Hi, everybody. Welcome back to That Eurovision Site. We are once again continuing on with our interviews with artists that could potentially go to Eurovision. And I have next to me an artist who's participating in just a couple of days at the second semi-final of Melody Festival. And please forgive me if I butcher this. And I have the lovely Eric Shagersaw right next to me, who is participating with Show Me What Love Is. I know,
Shagerstad.
yeah. I don't know what it. I don't know how to pronounce it. So I do apologize because I.
No problem. I'm gonna teach you,
Yeah.
okay? So we start with the Seeger.
Yeah. See again.
The step.
Stet. See.
Segerstedt.
See your stet. Okay.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, you know what? Funny thing. I actually did listen to the clips from Mela 2013 just to see if I can get it right, and I think I failed miserably.
Yeah, but you're on your way. It's
Yeah.
no worries, man.
Okay, then. So let's start this off quickly. Just because we recently just met, like not even a minute ago. So I just wanted to ask you, what's one thing about yourself that not many people know about?
Oh, that's always a hard one. Like, I used to say, like, I always say, like, I'm good at standing on my hands. Like, but that's really boring. One thing about me that people don't know. I don't know, man. Can I think about it?
Yeah, you can think about it, but I'll follow that up in the future somewhere.
Yeah, thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay, then. So obviously you're one of the 30 people that could artists that could potentially go to Eurovision this year. Can I just ask you what are your thoughts that you're in that final batch of artists that could represent Sweden?
Well, when you say it like that, it makes me really nervous. But I'm thrilled and I'm honored and I'm really, really happy to be one of the 30. I'm hesitating to think that long ahead. Right now it's this Saturday and I'm competing against what is it, five or four other really good
Five.
artists, really good acts. So I'm trying to just focus on Saturday now and just make my way to the finals.
Okay, then, and that's what we're here for because you're participating with your entry, Show Me What Love Is. And I just wanted to ask you, what was it like to basically create the song and the message you wanted to send with your entry?
The road to finishing the song was like really, really nice. Me and Matthias Andreasson, an old colleague of mine, work together on the song together with a guy called Pontus Söderman. So we wrote the song together and it happened really quick actually. The thing that took the most time was the lyrics. I had trouble like figuring out what the song is going to be about. So but I've watched a lot of do you know the Swedish show television show Gift vid första ögonkastet? It's called Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Yes, it's a television show. And I actually got inspired by that show, like, because the song is not it's not a message. It's more like a question. Like, can you show me what real love is? Like, real sustainable love that lasts a lifetime. So the song is being a the song is about having met someone and wanting them to show you how we can create a life together, something like that.
Yeah. And how the preparation, obviously we're just a couple of days away, like how are the preparations going for your performance?
Well, I think it's going great. I haven't rehearsed on stage yet with the whole performance, like with the LED lights and the lights and everything. So I don't really know, but my preparations personally is a more is a lot about making my voice sound good because I'm older, like I'm 41 now, and just like the rest of your body, it's the voice is a muscle. You need to maintain it. So I've been trying to. To do, I've been trying to do that like this week. That's my preparations so far.
Isn't more like basically just like a lot of vocal warm-ups and all that kind of
Yeah.
stuff, basically.
Like work it and sing the song a lot of times after each other. Sing the song, stretch your muscles here, do a lot of like I have like a steam machine that I breathe into to make my voice like humid or whatever. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But it's nice.
Shane, what can we expect from your performance? Because obviously this isn't the first time you've done Mellow and you've given
Yeah.
us a bit of variety. So how different is it this time around?
Well, it's kind of different. Yes, it's more me personally this time. Like this is more my taste. So it's going to be a very lively performance. I play the piano, and I have my band on stage. Very lively and organic, and quite intense. Like it's a mid-tempo song, but it's kind of intense. So it rather feels like a up-tempo song, almost.
So like because I wanted to ask you as well, because obviously, like I said, this isn't the first rodeo, the like first time that you've done Mellow, and obviously in 2009 you did it with EDM, 2013 you did it with Tone, and now yourself. What made you return this time around? Is it just like you just wanted to do it this time around by yourself, or was there another reason you think?
First I just want to correct you. We were called EMD, not
Oh.
EDM. So EDM, it
Oh
wasn't
my
an
God.
EDM song. But never mind. I've been doing a lot of background vocals in Melodifestivalen and Eurovision the last couple of like 10 years. So I've been around the show very much. And just glimpsing at the artists and thinking like I want to stand there one day myself again. And basically I've just been waiting for the song. Like I've just been waiting for the inspirations to write a song that's able to compete. I've written a lot of songs aimed for Melodifestivalen, but haven't written the one that I really think is have the ability to make it. So like the planets were all right now when I wrote this song, I think.
And how do you think you've progressed as an artist f since 2009, since the first time you've actually done it to now as you're doing it by yourself?
Yeah. Good question. I know for sure that I'm more chill now. Like not like I think it doesn't matter, but more like you can only do your best. Like I'm more chill now, more grounded, I think. And my voice has progressed, obviously. I've learned a lot of stuff from both Matthias and Danny, which I've worked with, or Robin Bengtsson. All my friends that I've played with and worked with over the last decade has taught me so much. So I've evolved my voice, I think, a lot. Yeah.
And we can't wait to see that in. And moving on to my final set of questions before we go. I just realized as well, you're competing in last time you did Mello, you did it with Tone. This time you're trying to compete for Mello, and Tone is competing in Norway
Yeah,
in
no. Yeah,
Melody Grand Prix.
that's so nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you like what are your thoughts on that there could be a very slight chance that you could be competing in. Obviously not for the same team.
Yeah. That would be so nice. I had that thought myself, like when I saw that she was going to participate. So yeah, that would be awesome. I haven't heard her song yet. Has she performed yet? Ha has they?
It'll be next week. It'll be next
All right,
Saturday that
cool.
they select. So
Yeah, I
fingers
will keep an
crossed.
eye on it for sure. Let's see what happens on Saturday first.
Okay then. So obviously we're here and I can't not talk about Eurovision. So my question to you is
Course.
what's your go-to Eurovision song?
Wow, that's a good one. I really loved Euphoria, Loreen. I can't like I think that's the one. It's a really good song, and she's just a like she's just a killer singer. Like she sings so good. So it's between her and maybe Carola, Fångad av en stormvind. But I think Loreen is the most modern and yeah, she's really good. So I yeah, Euphoria, that's the one.
Good choice. It's the reason why I became a Eurovision fan.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Okay, then. So looking ahead into Saturday, viewers see Show Me What Love Is on screen and they say, oh, I really like Eric's song. What song of yours that you've released so far would you direct them to listen to after they see your performance on Saturday?
Good question. I released an EP a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, I think. I got a song that's called Come Alive. It's really like Bon Iver-ish song. Really like soft. I recommend everyone to go in and listen to that. And after that, they're going to listen to Piece of Me. So those two songs from the EP, Piece of Me. Yeah, Come Alive and Piece of Me.
Right, then perfect. And finally, my last question to you is, I think you've answered this already, but like viewers are watching your performance on Saturday. Like what would you like to say to the audience as you on stage performing it, your entry, I mean.
I would like to say to them, show me what love is, man. Show me love. Like, stand up, cheer for me, and open your hearts to this song.
And that's all of my questions for today. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, Eric. But before we go, is there anything you want to say to the fans who are watching us right now? Because obviously there are some fans who have been a big fan of your work since 2009 and are happy to see you back on the Mellow stage once again.
Yeah, I got a surprise for everyone. I've got a Melody Festival and winner singing background vocals for me backstage on Saturday. So keep your eyes open because yeah, it's a surprise. Can you watch Melody Festival and from there?
I actually have a yes, but also I haven't told you this yet, but I'm actually coming over there tomorrow.
Oh yeah, cool. So then we'll meet in person. That's awesome. Yeah.
But
Thank you. It's been
any
a real pleasure.
all right, then I want to say thank you so much for taking the time, Eric. I know that it you got a very busy schedule, and we look forward to seeing you perform on stage. Lickety little taxi
Thank you
meter,
so much.
Eric.
Thank you.
Okay.
Taksim.